Back now with St. Mary's High School football coach Sean Driscoll. And coach, welcome back to MSO. It feels like fall out there.
Yes, it is. Great to be back.
Great football weather. Coach, you're doing great. Tell me, give me a little early season summary of your team, because you're off to a really good start. And of course, a great big huge game coming up this weekend. But give me a little summary on how the boys have done so far.
Yeah, actually, like you said, got off to a pretty good start. We sit 3-0 right now. We opened up the season with a win at home against Cardinal Spelman, who's a young team with a new coach coming up into the league this year. It was only going to get better over time. And then we had our non-league contest down in Bellingham, which we played very well, especially defensively down there in that non-league contest, and had some good individual performances by some of our skill guys, Dave Brown, Allie Barry. And was very, very happy to see that, because every time you're going into a season as a coach, you worry about special teams, how that works. And we had a pretty good day with 3 touchdowns on the special teams end of things, which was great to see early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then this past week was a big one. You know, I go down to Attleboro to play Bishop Feen, who has a great program, have a lot of kids. They got some really tremendous players. We were fortunate to go down there and probably play our best game to date, to be honest with you, especially on the defensive side of the football. I think we did a very good job up front controlling the line of scrimmage. So that was a good way to, it's obviously a good way to start the year, but you know, I was telling your kids, now you put those ones behind you, and especially last week, as much as it was a big win, we got a big one this week, rival school, so it should be fun this Friday night.
Oh, I want to get to that, but first, coach, you don't always mention, but the media always mentions the skill players, the guys who score the touchdowns, make the interceptions, but I like to ask about, your guys up front. Pick a guy or two out for me that, you're really pleased with so far.
So far, Graham Richmond, a junior center, first year, starting for us, has done a nice job. He's worked hard in the offseason. Chris Sazzo, one of our offensive guards, he's a senior this year. He's been playing really, really well on both sides of the ball for us. And then we have, Jack Marks and Tommy Flasker. Those have been the anchors, of our offensive and defensive lines. And, it's great to see. And, sometimes, as we know in football, everyone kind of watches the ball, don't watch the trenches, but when you really break down a game, they've done a nice job for us this year.
Yeah, I love having Coach Ingram up in the booth with us when we do games, because he can point that out. I do have to follow the ball, and it's you got to give those kids credit for what they do. Hey, I want to ask you a question about the quarterback, the center quarterback exchange. You got an experienced quarterback, and you said you have a brand new center. How much does experience count in bringing one or the other along in terms of that snap? And what I'm saying is, if you have an experienced center, new quarterback, does the center help the QB, and vice versa? If you're an experienced QB, does he help the center in that? Because that's a key.
When you get into the season and start rolling, it's a lot of communication between them too, especially when you're in the shotgun or under center. I think everything starts slow, and I will say that for the most part, we've been doing pretty good over the years with the center exchanges, and I think the first year one, a little slow this year with it, but I'll tell you what, now that the timing's down, it's been a pretty good transition for us.
Excellent. All right. Special teams, how much do you get to work on that in high school practice?
Oh boy, especially, it's hard, because it is really hard to try to fit everything in, and I think any coach would tell you that. You always seem to, you get done with your Thursday practice, you're playing Friday, saying, did we do enough of this? Did we do enough of that? We emphasize a little bit more this year, and I think it's paying off, compared to the spring season. We've got some, a very good kicker in Mike Anderson, who's been really doing well for us on kicking and punting and that type of thing. And then, The want of our guys to want to get down the field and make a play and be part of it has been special this year, I got to say. It's been really a special year for things like that. So some people take great pride in special teams, and I think we're starting to get there.
Yeah, I think on kickoff teams and on punt teams, man, you got to have a certain attitude, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's hard when you get a lot of guys that go both ways, you know what I mean? It's almost, you don't really get a break, and I
right.
think that's something to be said about our guys to be able to do that.
All right, talk to me about Bishop Fenwick.
Very good, as you know, a very good program year in and year out. I mean, a couple of years ago they were in the Super Bowl, I think in 2019, and last year they had a really good team. I think, obviously, they're well coached defensively. They get to the football, they fly around. It's everything you want in a coach. And like I said, one thing about them is consistency. And in any program, you look for consistency year in and year out. And if anyone has shown that, it's Bishop Fenwick.
Okay, Coach, this is going to be a great game, and it's for you guys, it's an away game over in Peabody Friday night, right?
Yes, it's nice to, it's an away game, but it's a little bit closer than we've been traveling the last
Yeah, for sure.
So we're looking forward to that, and I think everyone's looking forward. And, you know, 2020, there wasn't much of crowds. We didn't get a chance to play each other, so I think people are excited about that.
Excited
to see people at football games, that the weather's, like you said, changing, and everyone's excited that fall's here, and Friday night high school football, there's really nothing better.
You know, as a fan, I was picked up. I was over at Danvers on Friday night, and the place was absolutely jammed. Do you have time to recognize that as a coach? You get that same feeling, hey, this is the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, last week we were at Bishop Fee, and I was telling my kids, this is what high school football is about. It was a great atmosphere there, great crowd base they had at the game. And I think schools that now see the difference from where they were last year, even the year before when things were good, I think they appreciate it more. So
oh, yeah.
Seeing more people out watching.
Good point, good point. Sean, I appreciate it. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Rick. Take care.
You as well, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Winthrop High School. Winthrop, I did it again. I knew I was going to say that, but it's St. Mary's High School football coach, Sean Driscoll. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.